All right, we'll say good morning. Let's begin. So we left off yesterday. Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Kuf Tzadik Aleph. Remember again, three lines down from the top. So remember, he quoting was still dealing with the topic of ultimately the need to become a thoughtful, contemplative individual. It's only if I begin to think that ultimately do I have the ability to discover the inner I. The inner eye. So remember again, we ended up yesterday with this idea that in today's day and age, we have to think very little, because even he gave the example of the GPS, right? We just simply were told what to do, everything. We're fed information. We just simply go with it and often don't think about it. He says, Pa'am, Adam haya nosei l'chutz laretz, haya konem apa, lo meid ma'at es ha-safa ha-mikumit, b'chdei she'yeda eich listadeh sham. Hayom ein baya. So it used to be if a person was traveling abroad, so what would happen? They'd buy a map. They would try to figure out again how to get around in the place where they were going. They'd even try to learn a little bit of the language. But today, the truth is, nobody does that anymore, right? The truth is, today, there are all these different devices and all these different opportunities that allow us to travel, to adapt, without really having to give much thought to where it is that we're going. Vaday. Shebechol davar shekazeh, yesh kam harbe chiyuv v'harbe tov. So Jose, so the Mechaber says, you know, you shouldn't think like I'm technologically, you know, averse. I'm not saying GPS is a good thing. All these things. But the idea is there's positive. Aval tzarech leishtamish kam machiyuv v'hatov shekayim badavar, v'lo lahagiya lematzav shekoach hachashiv holich v'nechlash. Of course, like everything in life, you have to use it for its positive byproducts, for its positive aspects. But a person also has to make sure that their ability to think does not erode. Hapituach hamachshavti itzel adam yochol linvo meharbe kivunin. So the ability, literally, pituach hamachshavti itzel adam means the almost like the inner discovery of a thoughtful being within has to come from many different directions. Avalim hapituach hu rak ayidei kriya mibachutz afilu sfarim amukim michol suk shehu. She says, for example, if a person's understanding of himself and of life only comes as a result of things that he reads, or only comes as a result of things that he hears, but what he's saying is really, but doesn't necessarily occur as a result of an introspective process, he'll never truly discover the inner eye. Ki hu nizon ke basis ayedei tiuria chitzonis shenivnis etzlo. Because ultimately, again, a person is sustained ultimately through theory that is external to him. Bichdei sha'adam yuchal galos es etzem ha'ani. In order for a person to be able to uncover and discover the inner eye, who muchrach legalos es hamakorios hamachshavtit shegnuza b'socho, he has to discover the true ability to think that is within himself. Ela sherov ha'anoshim einam makiram es hamakorios hamachshavtit shelahem. But I will say, most of us do not really discover this internal ability to think. Many people, you know, it's interesting. So, you know, there are some people who consider themselves very deep people, but they're not really deep people. They just like to talk and philosophize a lot, but they're not deep people. And many people who walk around life assume that they're not deep people or thoughtful people, when in fact they really are. We've just never really engaged in the process of really looking and thinking inward. He goes on, he says, Hadeha yechida sheyesh lahem, ba'ali de bitoi behatzva'a mi'yihye rosh ha'memshala haba, v'kan kemuvan lo shayach shetziyah harbe mekorios. So we'll say, so very often people assume that, you know, the depth of their personality goes to, you know, is manifest in discussions of who's going to be the next prime minister, who's going to be the next, I mean, politics, what he's saying. Is that often we don't, what he's trying to highlight over here is that often we don't truly appreciate the depth and profundity of our own personalities. Why? Because we don't really take the time to think and to introspect. Bichdesh yuchala adam lagalos esamitsiu shalatzmo, hu muchrach lahamin shekayim bo koach yichudi. Well, this is so important. In order for a person to truly discover his inner eye, to truly discover who he is, a person has to believe that he is uniquely and singularly special. a person has to believe that there is something about me that I have a specialness and a singularity to me that makes me stand out from amongst the rest of creation. Listen to this. This is such an interesting interpretation. U'b'loshon Chazal HaKadoshim, in the words of Chazal, what do Chazal say? Kol echad ve'echad chayev lomar. Every person is obligated to say, Bishvili nivra ha'olam. The world was created for me. Then I both say, now it's interesting, okay, what does that mean? The world was created for me. Kilomar, yesh olam yichudi shekayim bikirbi. Yesh bi koach pnimiyim shehem yichudim li. This is amazing. Because, you know, this statement, I've always found it intriguing. Because kala olam nivra bishvili could sound like such arrogance. Right? Such arrogance, such self-centeredness. The whole world was created for me. So obviously, the simple pshat is a person is supposed to realize that what? I'm important. That the Ribonosh, in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I am an important individual. God created the world, kivyachol, for me, showing that I'm important. Mm-hmm. He says it means different. Kol ha'olam nivra bishvili does not refer to the external world, but rather, what does it mean? It means that there is an entire internal world that was created for me, that is mine and mine alone, that I don't share, not that I don't share with anyone else, but there's a special olam. His lashon again is, yesh olam yichudi, there is a personal world, shekayim bikerbi, that exists within me. Yesh bi koach pnimim, shem yichudim, I have internal abilities that are unique to me. If a person does not reveal the unique singularity that is within him, whether again it's in his nature or in his ability to think, what makes us, what makes each of us, the people who we are, is the kala olam nivra bishvili, is the idea that we each have a world within that was created solely for us. We each have an identity that is solely and singularly belongs to each of us. And it, without discovering that, I never really discover ultimately who I am. Kimo eda lahavdil. If I don't discover the olam shenivra bishvili, if I don't understand my inner world, then the truth is, we all become just like a herd of sheep. We're pretty much in the flock. Everyone kind of looks and behaves the same. I'm sorry? Self-actualization. When a person believes that he has a unique singularity, and he contemplates these things, he will come ultimately again to an understanding, of who he is inside. Obviously, there are some people that have like almost like a natural disposition to contemplation, to thought, to self-understanding. Somebody who has a disposition for this, so obviously there are some people that are just naturally contemplative, thoughtful individuals. So for them, this process of going ahead and becoming a contemplative individual is much easier. However, but even a person who's not necessarily innately introspective or thoughtful, person has to strive and really has to work to become a contemplative individual. But for this individual, it's going to be a much longer process. But a person has to try their best ultimately to discover the world and to reveal the world of inner thought. Alright, we'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Kuf Tzadik Beis Emir session tomorrow.
Does he ever go into specifics about when you take this time to contemplate?